Next, Graham Dwyer's final appeal, his protracted legal bid to overturn his conviction for the murder of Elaine O'Hara, is at the Supreme Court today. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, is with us now. Orla, this is the last roll of the dice for Graham Dwyer. How did we get to this point?
Well, Cian, shortly before Graham Dwyer went on trial for murder in 2015, his lawyers lodged a civil case challenging the way the mobile phone data relating to his phone, the phone he used for work, was retained and the way it was accessed by the investigating Gardaí. And the data was important in the prosecution of the trial. It allowed the prosecution to show where he was at certain times and dates. It allowed them to link him to another phone, a master phone, which was used to communicate with Elaine O'Hara. But the data was retained and accessed under Irish legislation, which gave effect to an EU directive that was later struck down. Now, after he was convicted of murder, this civil case came to the fore, and there were lengthy legal proceedings, which essentially he won. The High Court found that the Irish legislation was too general and indiscriminate and breached EU law, and there was no independent oversight of the way Gardaí accessed the data. So the issue went to the Supreme Court, it went to Europe, and then back to the Supreme Court, which essentially upheld that High Court decision.
What did all that mean for his appeal against his conviction?
Well, this has all had serious implications for how serious crime is investigated and prosecuted, but Dwyer has always been concerned with his conviction and his appeal. His appeal was on hold, essentially, while all this was going on. But after he won the civil case, it could finally be heard, and it was heard in December 2022. And it centred on whether the mobile phone evidence had been properly admitted at his trial. Now, the appeal court rejected the appeal. The appeal court said that even if this disputed evidence had been excluded at the trial, there was still enough evidence to support his conviction. It found the call data evidence wasn't very significant and was properly admitted into evidence. And in the Supreme Court, which agreed to hear this last appeal, Dwyer's lawyers argued that the phone evidence was inextricably interwoven into the tapestry of the case, and they said the question was whether the prosecution could be permitted to use material in evidence that shouldn't, they said, have been gathered in the first place. Lawyers for the DPP said Dwyer's rights had not been breached, the mobile phone evidence was not inescapably integral to the guilty verdict, and they said there had to be a balance between protecting citizens' rights and investigating crime.
What happens next, Orla?
Well, this is Dwyer's last opportunity to get out of jail, and it has to be said the omens are not good for him. The Supreme Court issued a ruling last month on similar issues and dismissed objections to the admissibility of phone data at a criminal trial. Now, if he loses today, that's it. According to legal sources, he has exhausted all legal avenues open to him in this country. And unless he manages to produce some kind of unforeseen legal angle out of a hat in the future, this is the end of it. And it's highly unlikely he'll be able to do that. It could also bring some closure to Elaine O'Hara's family. People may remember that Graham Dwyer's trial was shocking. It was shocking in terms of the kinds of details we heard about, but also shocking in terms of the level of manipulation and bullying it displayed by Dwyer of a very vulnerable woman with mental health issues, as well as his attempted manipulation of other women. And it's very unusual for these kind of proceedings to be going on so long after a murder. Elaine O'Hara went missing in August 2012. Her family were present during this appeal. They've never said anything publicly apart from a statement they issued immediately after the murder conviction, and they're unlikely to ever get answers to the questions they raised in that statement, including questions like, did Elaine suffer? Was she left to die alone? But at least they will have a little bit of closure knowing that the legal proceedings are now at an end, the legal proceedings surrounding her death. Graham Dwyer still has one outstanding case in which he's suing the prison service and the state over breaches of privacy rights and data protection rights. But this appeal, this decision by the Supreme Court today, could mark the end of the legal proceedings around the murder of Elaine O'Hara.
Orla O'Donnell, thank you.